From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A British couple is in critical condition after being poisoned by the same nerve agent used in the attack against a former Russian double agent and his daughter. The confirmation comes from Britain's top counter-terrorism officer. The couple was found 13 kilometers from Salisbury, where Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were found in March. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reports.
The man and woman, who have not been identified, were found unconscious on Saturday in Amesbury, and initially it was believed they'd suffered from a reaction to heroin or cocaine. It's also known that they often visited Salisbury, where the British government believes Russia's government tried to kill Skripal and his daughter. Russia's steadfastly denied any connection.
Counterterrorism investigators are now trying to determine how the pair came in contact with the nerve agent and if they were specifically targeted. British Interior Minister Shajid Javid has called a meeting of the government's emergency committee to discuss the incident Thursday. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the EU will make every effort to avoid a trade war with the U.S. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Merkel has told German lawmakers that it's worth every effort to try to defuse the trade conflict with Washington so that it doesn't turn into a real war, she says, while stressing the point that, of course, there are two sides to it. She added that the good functioning of the world economy depends on countries working together as partners. As well as imposing tariffs on EU steel and aluminium, the Trump administration is mulling over whether to include cars, trucks and auto parts, something that would be painful for Germany with its major auto industry. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA.